This is a dictation for office visit or follow up visit for Muhammad Amir, MUHAMMAD AMIR, date of service is 6/14/2023, date of birth is 9/18/1986, and date of accident is 4/1/2022. The patient presents for follow up visit. He was involved in an automobile accident on 4/1/2022, in which he was T-bone on passenger side as a resident driver. This impact was at high speed and it caused him headaches along with pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and the right shoulder, right elbow, right thumb, with radiation to both the legs posteriorly. These symptoms have continued overall after 1 year of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and home treatment. He has not improved. His pain in the lower back is so severe and the neck that he's very, very much in pain phases and in suffering. He has seen Dr. Mohan last week. He was referred by me to evaluate for a possible surgery. He has been recommended surgery because he has an extreme stenosis of the lumbar spine at the level of L5-S1 and L4-L5, requiring a surgical correction. And the patient will be going for a lumbar spine fusion in a month's time. But he is having extremely severe pain in the neck also, for which Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon, did not recommend any surgery. He recommended only epidural injections. The pain level currently is 7 to 8, with radiation to both arms and both legs, with weakness of both arms. And ADLs are affected to the tune of 8. Kindly use the chart for reviewing the ADLs, the system review, the additional issues, and substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. The physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 146/101. Pulse is 69. Pulse oxygen is 100. The rest of the exam will be from a previous visit, which is dated 5/1/2023, dictation number 0503-055. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the therapy at his choice place 2 times a week with traction massage for affected areas, and also continue the disability for work and housework. His MAPS and labs have been reviewed, and the medications, no medications are provided. He has already seen Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon, and he's moving forward with the surgical plan for spinal fusion, laminectomies at L4, L5, L5S1 to bring some relief. I'm recommending him to do the cervical epidural that he actually wants to do it himself. He has been suffering for last more than a year with a minimal help from the physical therapy. The procedure will be done today. Thank you. The procedure for Muhammad Amir is interlaminar cervical epidural steroid injection, epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. Medical indications are as follows. The patient has been a victim of an automobile accident and has been suffering for more than a year with severe pain in the neck going across, as well as weakness of the arms and numbness of the arms. The patient is not a surgical candidate at this time. He has seen a neurosurgeon. His MRI is positive with multi-level disc herniation from C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, as well as in the T2 and T3. All of these discs are involved, affecting the spinal cord at various level. An injection with steroid will help heal up sooner, along with decrease the need for pain and improve the healing and improve the pain tolerance and ADLs, as well as patient will require less medications. It also will help in reducing the chance for any surgery. The procedure was done nicely as per protocol. At the end, patient developed a high blood pressure of 186 over 126. A 0.5 cc's of metoprolol IV was provided, metoprolol. Metoprolol, it's a beta blocker to bring the blood pressure down. Other than that, patient required Plumazenil 1 cc to counter the effect of Versed that was given so that he could drive and walk away. The patient reported no issues at all. He walked out nicely with stable vital signs. Thank you.